The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
What kind of maniac am I dealing with that's a threat to both worlds?
His name is Heinrich von Langer. He started with Eric Schumann in what was called Uran-Fehrn, or Uranian Club. Von Langer's discovery could have led to the development of an atomic device that would have made America's bomb look like a small firecracker.
So your people intervened and took him. Why does this von Langer have an axe to grind with both worlds?
We took him to our side and convinced him that we were with the Allies. Once we knew it would work, we shut him down.
Good news, the fire marshals released the site to us.
I believe you'll want to shift your attention to Federal Hill and a certain fire.
Looks like I'll be able to help you on this Federal Hill fire.
Marshal?
Detectives, the ignition source was... It's something like I've never seen in my 28 years of doing this.
Oh, there was one thing. It sounded like... German.
And now, face off. If Nelson was right, then von Langer was at the scene. But why? An arsonist would come back to the scene of the crime, because that's all part of the thrill. But someone who started a fire to cover his tracks would want to avoid being seen. Why was von Langer back? Did he forget something? Or was he looking for someone? Maybe I'm being paranoid, but who could blame me? In the past 2 days, the world as I knew it was turned up on its head. If he was looking for someone, that someone would be me. He knew my father. Maybe Dad told him about me while they were in prison together. I still want to know what connection my father had in von Langer's escape.
Well, Kate, I think we can rule out the owner and insurance fraud.
Yeah?
Well, his financials suggest he wouldn't really benefit from an insurance claim. In fact, it would hurt him more than help him.
Well, how's that?
Well, the business was doing quite well. In fact, I think it'd be safe to say we can rule him out for now.
Any disgruntled employees?
Well, everyone employed's been there at least a year. They're fairly well paid, no complaints from any of them. I'll do some more digging, but I don't think I'm going to find anything.
Detective Hawk, Mr. Gupta's here. We put him in interrogation room 2.
Thanks. I'll be right there. Jim, do you want to question him?
Not now. We're going to need his cooperation on discovering what inventory is missing. The last thing I want to do is go in there and alienate him with questions about motive and alibis.
Okay. I'll see what I can get out of him after I get his help.
Good luck.
Mr. Gupta?
Yes?
Thanks for coming down. I'm Detective Hawk. I'm assisting in the investigation.
So, you have caught him yet? I'm hoping you have.
Well, our investigation is just getting underway, sir. Did you have a chance to look over those photos the department emailed to you?
Yes, it is breaking my heart to see my life work in ashes, Detective Hawk. It is so terrible.
I understand, sir. What would really help us is to find out what was stolen. It could possibly lead to motivation and a suspect.
I have a very precise inventory filing system, Detective. I have been able to compile a list of what I think is missing.
Attenuators, low and high ohm capacitors, band switches, fine tuners, circuit boards. This looks like it could be anything. Maybe a radio? I see there are some antennas missing, too.
Yes, yes. And it's the antenna that tells me what I think someone could make of all of these parts. Look here, the last item.
Loop antenna.
And loop antenna. They are generally always used as signal locators.
Like tracking devices. They use them to tag and track animals.
Ah, I see you like to watch the Animal Planet, Detective.
But don't these things have a limited range?
By themselves, with what he has, a couple of miles perhaps. But they can also be used with a shortwave radio. And the range can increase quite a lot, depending upon the radio.
Do you have any kind of radio he could have taken?
Oh, no. Nothing like that. Homing devices like what he could make were used years back by the military. But I don't know why he would go through all of the trouble for something he could get on the internet.
Well, thank you, Mr. Gupta. You've been a real help. We'll contact you if we need anything further.
Or perhaps if you find out who did this to me.
Mr. Gupta, I hope you understand. We have to eliminate all possible suspects. I know that you weren't in any kind of financial difficulties.
So you think I'm doing this to myself?
No, sir. I don't. But just for the record, I'd like to send in an officer to take your full statement about where you were and how you discovered the fire. I hope you understand. It's just standard procedure.
Yes, yes. I have been watching television. I was expecting you to do this.
Don't worry, sir. We'll find out who did this. I felt so bad that I couldn't tell him that I knew exactly who did this. A former Nazi scientist who'd be about 100 years old today, Heinrich von Langer. Even worse, I couldn't tell my partner either. Pierman was the only person I could tell. He's the only person who could make sense of all this craziness. I had the list of stolen parts. Maybe von Langer is trying to make a homing device. But what is he looking for? Why did he come back here instead of Germany? I had more questions than answers. If I'm ever going to find out what my father had to do with this, I needed to find von Langer. And Pierman was the only person who could make that happen.
Any luck?
Gupta's in there now, giving a full statement to Mac. Unlike you, I don't think he's involved in any way. He's being very cooperative.
How about the list?
He had a pretty good handle on what was missing. Mostly common electronic parts.
Mind if I take a look? Capacitors, attenuators, fine tuners, huh? What do we have here? Loop antenna. The only thing I've ever seen loop antennas on were locators, homing-type devices. Everything from metal detectors to tracking devices.
Why do you think someone would go through all the trouble of breaking and entering, robbery and arson, for a box of small parts? They could just get that stuff online.
Same reason most people steal. No money, too lazy to work.
Yeah, or maybe he didn't have time to wait. Maybe he needed it right away.
I don't know what he wants to track down in the middle of a city.
Gupta said that some of these devices are used with a radio system.
Yeah, and in fact, we used to use them in the army. It's about the size of a brick. And one was used with a Prick 77 and 25.
Excuse me?
ANPRC, Army Navy Portable Radio Communications. Better known as Prick 77s and Prick 25s. Together, they could hone in on a radio frequency between, 30 and 76 megahertz, I think.
So he'd need a radio to make this work?
Well, if that's what he's making. Or he could just be putting together a nice metal detector, and we'll find him strolling along Patterson Park. Either way, we're dealing with someone who's fairly intelligent. Or he's working with somebody pretty smart.
I'm betting he's a loner. Anybody who could hire someone to steal about $100 in parts could just buy what he needed. This guy was good. No signs of forced entry. No one saw him coming or going.
There was a security camera just a block east, but there was a lot of foot traffic that night. No one really looked suspicious. We'll hold on to the footage captured an hour before and an hour after the fire. But don't expect too much from that.
I think our best lead is, and I hate to say this, but Nelson.
What? Yeah, the old man he saw? He's probably some homeless guy looking to pick up some scrap from the fire.
Well, besides that, what leads do we have?
All right. I'll get Nelson to get a description to the sketch artist. We'll put out an APB on him, maybe a possible witness to a crime. That's a long shot.
Be sure to include that he has a strong foreign accent, according to Nelson. Probably German.
Will do. You going out to lunch today?
No, I have a few errands to run.
All right, then. I'll get started with Nelson. And I'm going to go by the crime scene again. I want to take a closer look at the exterior. See if I can figure out that point of entry.
Catch you on the flip side.
I felt bad about leaving Jim out of the loop, but I have no choice. There's no way I can explain to him how I know what I know. Playing both sides is not something I want to do. But it's something I have to do. I texted Pierman to meet me at my favorite Chinese restaurant, Zhongshan. Maybe a cup of Suan La Tang would clear my mind. Hopefully, Pierman would have answers for me, because all I have right now are questions.
Pop 小姐,你好,你好,就你一个人吗?
我等朋友,谢谢。好啦。Ah, detective, so good of you to join me.
Mr. Pierman, thanks for coming on such short notice.
请问要点什么东西?
一碗酸辣汤就好了.
And what would you like, sir?
How about a pork egg roll?
And to drink?
Your house tea will be fine, thank you.
一样的啦,
Thank you. I'll be right back with your drinks.
Well, Detective, I'm impressed.
Well, a year in Taiwan made me good enough to be able to order noodles and soup.
Don't be modest, my dear. I have it on good authority that you're quite comfortable with the Chinese language. I take it that you have something for me?
Yes. I have a list of the missing items, according to the store owner.
Interesting. What do you make of it, Detective?
I was hoping you could tell me. Our best guess is some sort of homing device.
And I would say that your guess is correct. These components would build a suitable homing device, given the proper power.
Like a military-style personal radio?
That might do the trick. There are even some ham radios that would work. But the question is, what is he looking for?
来, 你那热茶. Oh, sorry, sir. Your tea.
Thank you so much.
很谢了. Here, man. The STIP is continuously sending out a signal, right?
On the pad, the STIP generates an RF signal of 55 megahertz.
If it is, then I can do this. I can find the STIP. And according to my partner, that is exactly within the range of a homing device he could make from these parts.
Come on, answer! I'm calling the control desk. Someone should have picked up right away.
Oh no, you don't think.
We might be too late.
Are they too late? Has Von Langer found the STIP? Will they make it in time, or will the STIP be gone forever? Find out in our next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, The Trap.